There's some good news for birds on the endangered species list. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. More than 70% of the birds that are listed as threatened or endangered are now stable, increasing, or have recovered enough to be taken off the list. That's from a new report by the American Bird Conservancy. Steve Holmer is the senior policy advisor for the Conservancy. You analyzed data from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. What did you find for birds in the Great Lakes region?
Well, there's definitely good news for a couple of listed populations. One is the piping plover, which is a shorebird, but it has migrated and lives inland along lakes, and it nests right along the beach. And so for that reason, it's been very vulnerable to development and recreation and predators. And so protecting the nesting grounds has really been the big challenge. But since it was listed in 1985, the number has gone from 19 nesting pairs in the Great Lakes region up to 75 pairs in 2015. That's a big increase. So hopefully over time, people will be seeing more piping plovers in the Great Lakes.
And you also noted the Kirtland's warbler as a success story.
It sure is. Yeah, there's been a steady effort there to control cowbirds and to restore habitat. And since it was listed, the number has gone from 201 singing males up to 2,365 in 2015. And so, you know, that's a species, if that trend line is able to continue and the type of habitat management it needs is able to be put in place, you know, on a permanent basis, you continue that trend and you recover the species and ultimately can take it off the list.
What have you found is working for these species that are doing well?
Well, you know, the key is to first identify the problem. And in most cases, you know, it was discovered that a species was in severe decline. And then you try to get it the protection that it needs. And through that process, you identify the threats and the needs for that species. And then there's actually a fairly systematic process. Once a species is listed, a recovery plan is developed that identifies what the needs are. And then over time, as resources are available, those needs are met.
And in this report, you're highlighting the successes as well as the struggles. But as you note, by the time a species is listed, things are pretty dire, and it can take a long time for these creatures to recover.
That's right. And that's something that, you know, if you really get into the guts of the recovery plans, you can see how long they anticipate it will take for many species. You know, sometimes it can take decades in order to get enough habitat back that you could, you know, raise their number to a sufficient level. In the case of the Kirtland's warbler, it's actually a question of ongoing management where, you know, their habitat is very limited. And so it's really critical that that small amount of habitat be maintained.
Steve Holmer is a senior policy advisor for the American Bird Conservancy. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
This is the Environment Report. Now you can type in your zip code and see the future. At least you can see how hot it's probably going to be. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has come out with a tool it calls Climate Explorer. It's an interactive website loaded with data for each county in the U.S. David Herring is with NOAA's Climate Program Office. He says you can type in your city or zip code and see projections. For example, how many days might be hotter than 95 degrees.
And it allows people to explore the intersections of valued assets. That can be human infrastructure. It can be natural ecosystems like marshlands or other parts of the built environment, for example. And the intersection of those valued assets with climate-related stressors.
That means predictions for things like drought and sea level rise. The tool includes modeling data through the year 2100. You can find a link to it on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.